Welcome to the I'm in love with that song podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brad Page, and on this episode, we're going to pummel our ears with 2 minutes and 46 seconds of the most relentless rock ever produced. This is Motorhead and Ace of Spades. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Pantheon listeners. Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
In Madison, New Hampshire, about an hour from where I live, there's a giant granite rock called the Madison Boulder. It sits in the forest in the middle of nowhere, pushed there thousands and thousands of years ago by the unrelenting flow of ice during the Ice Age, and then left alone when the ice receded. 83 feet long, 23 feet high, 37 feet wide, weighing about 5,000 tons, it's the largest known glacial boulder in North America. The only thing I can think of that's as heavy as that rock and as relentless as the ice that brought it there is the music of Motorhead. Ian Fraser Kilmister, better known as Lemmy, did a stint as a roadie for Jimi Hendrix and eventually landed a gig as the bass player for the ultimate space rock band, Hawkwind. Oddly enough, it was Lemmy who came up with the only hit Hawkwind ever had, a song called Silver Machine that reached number 3 on the UK charts back in 1972. Apparently, within Hawkwind, there was a clash over drug use. The rest of the band was into psychedelics, whereas Lemmy preferred speed. So after Lemmy was busted for possession of amphetamines, they fired him from the band. So he started Motorhead. With Lemmy handling bass and vocals, the lineup eventually settled on Fast Eddie Clark on guitar and Phil Filthy Animal Taylor on drums. This would be the classic Motorhead lineup. Struggling to find any success at all, the band was just about to split up when they went into the studio to record one final song. They ended up recording a whole album's worth and released it as their first album in August 1977. It actually did all right sales-wise, enough to keep them afloat. They released a single in September 1978, a remake of Louie Louie. Managed to make it to 68 on the UK charts, high enough to get them an appearance on the TV show Top of the Pops. They released their second album, Overkill, in March 1979, and by then, the Motorhead formula was fully established. Loud, fast, arrogant, speed freak rock and roll. The album was an unexpected success. It reached number 24 on the UK albums chart. The band worked nonstop. By the time their third album, Bomber, reached number 12 on the charts only 6 months after the release of their previous album, Motorhead were bona fide rock stars. Motorhead was one of the few bands that appealed to both punk rock and heavy metal kids alike. Lemmy once said he thought they had more in common with the Damned than with Judas Priest. But no matter which camp you were in, everybody loved Motorhead. And now that they had actual hit records, the pressure was on for the next album. In early 1980, they headed into a studio in South Wales to work up material for the new album. One of the tracks was Ace of Spades. Lemmy didn't have to look far for inspiration for this one. He already had the Ace of Spades tattooed on his left arm with the credo, "Born to lose, live to win." That first version of the song that they laid down is not drastically different than the final version, but there are some important differences. The main riff is slightly but significantly different. It's in a different key. The breakdown in the middle is missing, and the ending is different. Producer Vic Mail saw the potential in the song and encouraged them to work on it some more. So they revamped the riff into the unforgettable classic we know today. So again, here's the original riff. And here's the final version. Okay, so let's get into the track. It kicks off with Lemmy's bass. He played a Rickenbacker 4000 series bass plugged into a modified Marshall Super Bass amp head. Apparently, he'd set the bass and treble on zero, turn the mids up to 10, and then crank up the volume. So So that's the intro with the guitar. Actually, I think it's two guitars double-tracked playing the same riff, while Lemmy hammers away on one note. Here's the first verse. If you like to gamble, I'll tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me. An additional riff is overdubbed on top of the main riff, which carries on underneath. Here's the second verse, and let's listen to Lemmy's vocal.
Playing for the high one, dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all a game to me.
It's a little hard to hear in the final mix, but he actually doubles his vocals there.
Double up or quit, double stake or split, the ace of spades, the ace of spades.
The next section of the song is what the band always referred to as the tap dancing section. The producer, Vic Mail, had a cardboard box in the studio full of percussion instruments and noisemakers. He pulled out a set of woodblocks and had the band whack away at them, creating this clickety-clack sound effect that sounds a little bit like someone tap dancing to Ace of Spades. Next up is a vocal break that's probably my favorite part of the song. You know I'm born to lose and gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. That's pretty much Lemmy in a nutshell.
You know I'm going to lose, and gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the joker.
Let's listen to what Lemmy was doing on the bass under that part. That's like the gnarliest bass sound ever. That section leads us into the guitar solo.
And don't forget the joker.
Lemmy really lays on the gambling references here. Pushing up the ante, read 'em and weep, the dead man's hand. The expression, dead man's hand, is a poker hand consisting of two black aces and two black eights. Supposedly, the hand that Wild Bill Hickok was holding when he was shot and killed. There's no actual proof of this, probably not true, but it's what Lemmy believed, which is why it's in the song. Interestingly, Lemmy really wasn't much of a card player at all. He preferred playing the slot machines. He even brought one on tour with him.
Pushing up the ante, I know you gotta see me. Read 'em and weep, the dead man's hand again. I see it in your eyes, take one look and die.
Lemmy is actually playing chords on his bass sometimes. As a three-piece band, that's a way to fill out the songs, but it just adds to the thundering sound of that bass. And let's not let the song end without giving a listen to what Phil Taylor is doing on the drums. Let's hear the final verse as they drive the song home.
I see it in your eyes. Take one look and die. The only thing you see, you know it's gonna be the ace of spades. The ace of spades.
There's the tap dancing again. This ending is just perfect. Motorhead, Ace of Spades. Ace of Spades was released as a single in October 1980, and though it got virtually no airplay on British radio, it managed to hit number 15 on the UK charts. The album entered the charts at number 4, a remarkable achievement. That success did not replicate in the US, though. Ace of Spades was the first Motorhead album to be released in the U.S., and American commercial radio wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. They had to start from scratch here. Motorhead eventually became legends in the U.S., Lemmy in particular. There was simply nobody else like him. But they never had anywhere near the commercial success in the U.S. that they had in Britain. Fast Eddie Clarke once said that out of the millions of dollars that people have made in the music business, I'd rather have Ace of Spades than $1 million in the bank, because Ace of Spades will be here after I'm gone. It's a classic, and you don't get classics every day. So true. Eddie would leave Motorhead in 1982, and he died in January 2018. He was being treated for pneumonia at the time he died. He was 67. Filthy Animal Taylor left the band in 1984, though he did return in 87 and played with them until 1992, when he quit for good. He was 61 when he died of liver failure in November 2015. And Lemmy, the seemingly indestructible Lemmy Kilmister, died less than 2 months after Phil. He passed away on December 28, 2015, from cancer. There's a great documentary about Lemmy. It's simply titled Lemmy, and it's worth watching for sure. And I hope you thought this episode was worth listening to. The I'm in Love with That Song podcast will be back in 2 weeks with another show, so tune in for that. In the meantime, share your Motorhead memories on our Facebook page. Just look for the I'm in Love with That Song podcast, or on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com. One way to support this show is to just tell people about it. Share it with your friends, because recommendations from people like you are worth their weight in gold. And another way you can support this show, while also showing some love for your favorite bands like Motorhead, is to pick up some t-shirts and other band merch from oldglory.com. And when you use our discount code LoveThatSong, this show gets a little bit of that business. So, support this podcast and show your love for Motorhead. They actually have some cool Motorhead t-shirts on Old Glory. Just go to oldglory.com and use the discount code LoveThatSong. It's going to get you 15% off, plus you get free shipping, and of course, you're helping out our show. So thanks. On behalf of the Pantheon Podcast Network, I thank everyone for listening. And with that, I'll leave you with Motorhead and Ace of Spades.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.